Folks, this segment is brought to us by the Dallas Safari Club, Smoking Tech's Electric Smokers, Ultramatic Feeders, and the Red Dome Restaurant, Smokehouse, and Steak Pit in Quitman, Texas, which is, hands down, my favorite place to eat in the state of Texas. Well, folks, it's time for us to head back down to Lake Tewakene. I've kind of neglected Tewakene the last two or three weeks. Tony Pennybaker, a good friend of mine at Guides for Catfish, is down there. And you might remember we talked a lot about the trophy catfish bite that started in August. He and his clients and a lot of other folks were catching trophy catfish in August, still catching them. But let's see what's going on right now. Tony, how are you today, bud?
Man, I'm doing great.
Well, I'm
here drinking a cup of coffee.
That's what we do when we're not fishing or hunting. We drink coffee. Well, you told me that there a couple weeks ago that you were fishing deeper patterns and that wasn't working, and you found that the thermocline must, like you were saying, must have been shallower, say around 15 feet, because you started fishing shallower and then found the fish, right?
Got into them.
Yep.
When I reached 15 foot and under and began to catch some pretty nice ones.
Well, you know, that's a good tip right there. Regardless of if you've been fishing there for 35 years, what the fish had been doing in late, we'll call this late summer, you were looking for them deeper and didn't find them there, did you?
They just weren't there. They had gone, like I say, that thermocline sets up. They're going to always be above that thermocline or where the water is that depth.
Uh-huh. Yes, sir. And then what you did when you found them above 15, you said you started going to more shallow humps and places like that that you knew about and got them up to 40 pounds. As we go along, Tony, October is just, right around the corner. You proved back in August that you can catch these big fish at times other than when it's freezing cold. If they were biting then, October ought to be a really, really good month for big fish.
I look for it to be great. I think all of September, October, November, just get better as we go. Then the conditions for the fishermen will really improve.
As far as temperature, yeah.
As far as temperature goes, the elements on the fisherman itself is going to be great.
Which is a big factor. You know, something else, folks, I was visiting with Tony off the air here just a little bit ago. And, Tony, you mentioned, drum. Now, a lot of people honestly don't realize this, but I do. I know this. In the wintertime, I've fished for drum, intentionally fished for bigger fish. These are freshwater drum, folks. A drum is a drum. But a drum, unless it's a great big one, are excellent eating. And you can catch a ton of them in the wintertime, Tony, sometimes. But they're also can be, at times, really good catfish bait, can't they?
They can. They're tough.
Yeah. Yep.
And they can't get them off the hook too easy.
Yep. You were telling me about some trips recently when you use drum. Tell us how you rig up, what size drum, how you cut them, make them turn them into bait. How do you do that?
Oh, the ones I catch that I use are 10 inches or under in length.
Yep.
And it doesn't really matter on drum because it could be a 6-inch drum.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
The toughness is what it matters right now. I just cut their head off pretty close and come up under their bottom jaw and come out what I call their nose up there. It's hard. You have to be careful and push your hook through it.
Mm-hmm.
And nothing gonna get that off.
It's there.
When you're trolling or drifting and you're getting those little bites that peck on your rod and pull it down and let up, that small fish attacking your bait. If the bait's not tough enough, they will get it off of there, and then you're going to have to reel it in and check it, which is wasting time. a lot of times that's difficult too, using planer boards, depending on which board's getting hit.
Mm-hmm, right.
And you want a bait that they cannot get off, and you know they can't get it off. So you put the head on, like I said, and then you cut the cross cuts from the body, and you run your hook under where the dorsal fin is and come out the other side, and they're not going to pull that off. You may bring it in and it be chewed up, but there's going to be bait on that hook.
And as I know, I've learned, you know, fishing for these blues, as long as there's some bait, you know, on there, it doesn't necessarily have to be a big choice bait, but if there's bait on there and they're hungry, they'll hit it, won't they?
They'll bite it. It doesn't matter.
Yep.
The size don't matter.
Uh-huh, right.
If it comes by the fish, they will hit it. And if it's an inch long, 2 inches long, doesn't matter.
Exactly. Well, let's shift gears a little bit. We're talking about blue catfish, and that's kind of that's a big topic right now, and it's going to be October, November, December, January, February. It's going to be the catfish that everybody's targeting there at Tuakini. But say you want to catch a mess of channel catfish. I mean, they haven't disappeared, just the fact that most people are fishing for blues, right?
Well, there's still people fishing for channel.
Yeah.
And I haven't actually fished for channel a day or two, but I know within confidence we can go right back where we caught them the last time and still catch a mess of them.
Yeah.
They're in the same place that they've been all year. They're not going to leave.
The key is get them, you know, put out some chum and be there, you know.
Oh, yeah. Put the chum out a time or two, they'll be there.
You bet.
They'll come right to it. And, anybody wants channel catfish, I can still do combo trips. We can do couple of 3 hours of both. It works good.
Thumbs up on that trip. That's a lot of fun. You know, Tony, you know, I learned this from you. It brought it to my mind is the size of catfish there. You know, used to at Tuakini, you know, they had to be, I forget the limit, what length, maybe 12.
12 inches.
Yeah, it used to be 12. And then, but a few years ago, I mean, but we used to catch a ton of like 11 3/4 inches or whatever. Those things, as you proved to me and brought back some boyhood memories, fried whole are absolutely awesome. my daughter's father-in-law had a birthday party recently, a couple weeks ago, and you stocked me up on a bunch of those what we'll call hole eater catfish that are going to be 10, 11 inches long. And some are longer than that, of course, but you skin them, you know, and showed, we did a little video on how you skint those things, quick and easy. A lot of people were raving on those whole catfish. A lot of people had never eaten whole catfish, Tony. And, of course, I was raised on them. But we went ahead and scored the side of the fish with a knife, and that makes it easier to flake that meat off. Yeah, they were a big hit, buddy, I want to tell you.
It is amazing how many people have never ate a whole fish.
Yep.
And how many people haven't had whole fish in a lot of years.
That was me.
I fried some here at the house not too long ago with a group of guys I invited over, and I cooked fillets, and I cooked whole fish, and the whole fish went ahead of everything.
They did. Some of my grandkids, they said, Gramps, what do we got here? And I said, well, we got catfish. This is the way Gramps used to eat catfish when grew up eating them. I didn't know about a fillet. And I said, now, you be careful. Take your fork. And these cuts on the side make it easy to flake that meat off the bone. If you get through with it and you do it like I'm telling you, it's going to look like a comb. You know, the skeleton.
Fred Flintstone comb.
Yeah, exactly. And there you go. Exactly like a comb. At first they were a little bit hesitant, you know, but then they started operating with that fork and flaking that meat off. And then every one of them wanted to see whose comb looked the best, you know. But
yeah.
No, that's, but folks that are at Tuakini right now, or anytime, you know, you can. That's something to remember too, Tony. Those good eating fish that are you know, almost 12 inches long. Of course, some of these were longer than that, but, you know, very fine eating, and my gosh, you can catch a ton of them if you're in the right place pretty quick, can't you?
It won't take you long.
Yeah.
Usually on a two-person trip, I fish about 2 hours.
Yep, yep.
At my baited spot.
Yep.
And limit them out.
You betcha.
With 50 fish, and I'll just keep like 10 or 12 of them in my live well, and then we'll go blue cat fishing.
Uh-huh.
And every time we catch a blue cat that we can keep, we throw out a channel and put the blue in there.
Yep, yep.
Pretty good trade. You throw a 10 or 12 inch channel cat back and put a 18 or 20 inch blue in there instead.
You better believe it. Well, Tony, they're telling me we're just about out of time for our segment here, bud, but thanks a lot for sharing some catfish talk with everybody, me and all your friends that's listening here. They can connect with you on Facebook, or they can just call you, can't they? Tell us how to contact Tony Pennybaker down at Lake Tewakinnee.
It's Thunder Cove Lake Tewakinnee Guide. You can call me at 903-474-3078 and book a trip.
You bet.
We'll go out and get some.
You will catch them with Tony, folks. And another thing, folks, if you want any of our guests, the name of our show is Outdoors with Luke Clayton and Friends. And these guys, if they're not, most of them are real friends like Tony, but we have new guests on at time to time. But any of them that you want to reach, just remember, if you'll go to catfishradio.org, there's a deal, a little icon there where you can email me. A lot of you do. Send me an email, and I'll give you anybody, you know, these folks' number if you happen to forget it. Tony, thank you, buddy, for being with us, and look forward to getting down there and fishing with you soon.
Yeah, thank you, Luke, for having me on the show. I enjoy every minute of it.
Folks, for the past 12 years, I have used my Smoking Texas electric smoker to cook literally hundreds of pounds of game meat and domestic meat. I've made sausage, jerky, cooked wild hog hams with them. They are absolutely awesome, and they're built to last. You can go to Smoking Texas, SmokinTex.com, and check out their line of smokers. There's different models, bigger ones and littler ones, depending on your needs. Or you can call Diz or Scott at 888-922-1511. Folks, I'd like to hook you up with Butcher Packer Supply. This company has everything you need for making jerky, sausage, curing meats at home, anything to do with home butchering. You can go online to butcher-packer, that's butcher-packer.com, and order everything that you need right there online.